third and final game of the series with the Reds and Giants Sunday. Through the first two games, Cincinnati's outscored them 27-5. Johnny Cueto starting for San Francisco, and the Reds again would start early. Bottom of the first, they have first and second, one down. A. Eugenio Suarez facing Cueto.
That is high lined into right center. That drops for a base hit. Hamilton will be sent home, and the Reds have taken a 1-0 lead. Jeanette very patiently waiting and swinging and lining it into right field, and that drops for a hit. And that'll get another run home. Hunter Pence had to pull up and play it on the bounce. Two-out single by Jeanette. Reds 2, Giants nothing.
That ball blistered into right center field, and Scheffler is homer number 9. 3-0, Reds in front.
High fly ball, it sounded good off the bat. And it's gone. Number 2 for Zach Cozart.
4-0, Reds.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. That's a 4 strikeout today for Feldman in the first since he punched out Hernandez back in the second. There's a strikeout swing. He went away and Morse chased. And that's number 5 of the game for Scott Feldman.
And this is gonna do it. The Reds sweep the Giants. And it's capped off by a complete game 4-hit shutout by right-hander Scott Feldman.
The Reds sweep the Giants Sunday with a 4-0 win. It's their season-high 5th straight win in a row. Scott Feldman pitches a complete game 4-hit shutout. He walks 1, strikes out 5. He threw 119 pitches, allowing just 1 extra base hit. As the Reds sweep the Giants with a 4-0 win on Sunday, it's their season-high 5th win in a row. Here's a very satisfied Cincinnati manager, Brian Price.
You know, and it was a lot of ground balls. I think it was 16 ground ball outs, 5 strikeouts. The rest were fly ball outs. And, you know, he's sensational. Never really allowed the Giants to get really excited offensively. And when he got into a little bit of trouble, he got the shallow fly ball and the big out to save himself in that run scoring situation. I think it was runners at second and third. And that was really big. And after that, he really, I don't want to say he cruised, but he got a lot of ground balls and made it happen in a hurry.
A couple of times tonight, I think 8th and 9th inning, you had a couple of guys up. I know the complete game isn't what it used to be in Major League Baseball, but how important was it for him and for you to get let him go on out there?
Well, it was more important to him because I had him coming out after 8 innings, and he came back up and said, "Hey, Brian, is you know what?" And he was great about it. He said, "Is there any chance to?" He says, "I feel great. Is there any chance for me to go back out? And you know, maybe if one runner gets on, you bring a reliever in." And I talked about it with Mac Jenkins, and we agreed, you know, his pitch count was okay. And he's earned it, you know. I mean, I took him out of a 1-1 game against the Orioles after 7. He was throwing great. And he had earned it. And I thought that with what we had all of our bullpen left. We knew we would have Iglesias behind them. And he went out there and then goes 1-2-3 in the ninth and gets a complete game, and that was great.
Obviously, we know this team can hit, but when you get pitching like this is a tough team to beat.
Yeah, the pitching, you know, I mean, when you score runs like we've scored the first two games of the series, I mean, that's, you know, you'd like to think you have a pitching staff that can, you know, win games like that. But to be able to pitch well enough to beat Cueto and to play really well in the Pittsburgh series and keep the scoring down with the exception of one game was really important. I think that's going to be the key to the longevity of our success for this season is what we do out of the rotation. We're playing spectacular defense. Everybody seems to be contributing offensively. Tonight, I mean, or today, I thought, you know, the chip shot or the add-on home runs, they weren't chip shots, but the add-on home runs by Scheffler and Cozart were really big in a close game like that. And it was another reason why I think, you know, I was so much more comfortable having Feldman out there late.
Finally, 7-1 on this home stand so far. You could put a blanket, 3 games separate the top team and the bottom team in this division. You've seen everybody. It's going to be like this most of the season, you think?
Well, it could be. You know, a lot of it has to do with health. You know, I know St. Louis is banged up. We're missing some starting pitching. You know, I'm sure the other teams have their own internal issues, you know, that you're trying to stay healthy and you take a huge blow. You lose, you know, a key player or starter or a closer or something like that. And it can affect the temperament and the quality of your ball club. However, you know, one thing we've had to learn over the last few years here is the resiliency factor. And we're doing it without Finnegan and Bailey and DeSclafani right now. And we're playing, having a lot of fun. The guys are excited about what's going on. And, you know, I don't think anybody in the division thinks that anyone's going to stop them. And we're one of those teams.
Do you feel a different sense of energy about the team, the way you're playing right now?
Well, it's more about from spring training. It really is. There hasn't been an ebb. You know, we didn't play very well for a couple of weeks, and we lost some games. We went from 7-2 to 10-13. And in that point in time, nobody lost the faith. The clubhouse has still been, you know, really good place to be. A lot of positive stuff, a lot of hard work, and there just hasn't been an ebb and flow of emotion. It's been a very positive place, and that is the one thing I think, the concrete thing about this ball club that'll be here all season is the attitude. Don't know who's going to stay healthy, if we're going to have injuries or anything else is going to happen, but the nature of the clubhouse, I think, will always remain intact, and that's what we'll be able to count on all year.
Scott Feldman pitches a complete game 4-hit shutout. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. He threw 119 pitches, making him the only Red starter to pitch past the 7th this season in the 4-0 Reds win. Here's Feldman on his complete day.
Just asked him. If I could stay out there, it wasn't too much convincing, but, you know, a lot of times in those close games, you know, it's just can get a little nerve-wracking if I give up a couple hits and then, you know, somebody's got to come in and clean up a mess on top of trying to get the win there. So, you know, I was just glad that he let me go out there and glad that it was not too stressful of an inning.
I don't know the exact number, but these kind of games for starting pitchers around here are pretty rare, a complete game shutout, especially modern baseball, they're pretty rare. How meaningful is this one for you?
Yeah, they're definitely rare for me. I think this is my third one in my career, so, they're tough. They're tough to get because, I mean, you know, the hitters are just so good and take a lot of luck comes in it. You know, defense played great. Tuck called a great game. And, you know, obviously we scored 4 runs, so. It was a good day.
What was working for you today?
Just command, I think, was a lot better than it had been. I kind of struggled with that in my last couple starts, walking too many guys and getting in bad counts. So today, just try to be a little more aggressive and come out and really pound the zone.
This team right now is playing really good baseball. You're, what, like 7-8, tied for first place. How excited is this group, is this clubhouse for the way you guys are playing?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, we got some great guys in here, and, a lot of young energy, and it's always fun when you're winning games. So, you know, I think everybody's showing up to the park with a good attitude and ready to go out there and grind away and just try to find a way to win.
The Reds start a series Monday hosting the Yankees.